much for anything else.
Is Harry Potter?
The boss coming on?
Harry Potter friend.
Friends. You guys, how are you all?
Yeah, busy, another... Wizzy, let's get busy. Oh, wrong one.
That's sooty and sweet. What are you on about? listen, guys, well done. That was, well, it did take, like, Jamie, I was just listening to you there saying it felt like it was taking forever to put the game to bed, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we needed that goal, middle of the second half, just to try and calm us down a bit. I don't know what channel you were watching, but I was watching on Irish TV, and he said that Fofana came off because he actually has to come off, so he didn't get sent off because he couldn't make any tackles because he'd been booked. That's why the change was made.
Fair play, sure, from someone that age to say, look, I can't risk this.
Very good table. Yeah. There.
I think if he was injured, he would have come off at half time because it was only 10 minutes into the second half. So, yeah.
He did it after about 47. They had Southampton just had a chance right at the very beginning. And they said that he actually said to the bench, that's it. He can't make any tackles, which is good.
Yeah.
At least, like I say, a 20 year old. Can't make it that, can you, knowing what to do? And Soyuncu came on. And I thought he did pretty well, Soyuncu did when he came on. Would have liked to see Ricky P get a few minutes, but it wasn't the right kind of game for him to get any time, really, was it?
No, scrappy and all that, no.
We want to get as many... Ross, what is Ross doing?
Dorsal Bamba!
Ross has been on the pop all the way through the match. No,
cider, Phil.
Oh, cider, was it?
That was Reese.
I'm a cider drinker, I am.
And Lox, is that water you're on still, pal?
We'll call it water.
Listen, guys.
The devil's water.
Anyway, let's talk about the game now, lads.
Yeah, we've got loads and loads of people coming on for the chats and for comments. So please do get your comments in there. Fee says, great result at home. We beat Southampton and at home. Well done. Brilliant. We are in second place now in the league. I'm looking at the table now. We've played 18 games, but we're on 35 points. We're 2 points ahead of Liverpool, 1 point behind Man United, and those two play each other tomorrow. So obviously, I think we'll be looking for a draw there. Reece says 1 point behind United at the top of the table. Not bad for a mid-table side. The councillor says, good evening, lads. Great result and solid performance against good team. 35 points. We're only 5 points off safety.
Relegation, yeah. We're safe.
Yeah.
Five points away from safety.
So, I've got to get lots of fans on now. So, Ross, just give us your views on the match and then we'll add Gray in and Jono in.
We kept a clean sheet. That's what I'm happy about. On Kasper Schmeichel's 400th Leicester appearance. Fantastic. Brilliant performance. I mean, Barnes deserved the goal. I thought he would play absolutely brilliant as well. I would say, I think you can tell that Southampton missed things tonight. Obviously, that was our, fantastic. Well, not because he's out with COVID, but he's out because he weren't playing. But, fantastic win. Third time lucky. Best thing, Jamie, don't go to Jamaica when we play Southampton.
Yeah, no, I won't go to Jamaica in January again.
Good. Ross,
it works.
Ross, just before we let you go, who was your man of the match?
I'm going to go with Barnes, I think. I think Barnes deserved the goal. I think great composure. Because obviously, I think last year, I don't think he would have scored that. But now I see a lot more goals. He's scored a lot more goals this year. Very confident guy. And hopefully, contention for an England spot.
Thanks. Yeah, well, Gareth Southgate was there. I think Barnes has equaled the amount of goals he scored last season already now. So he is definitely...
Well, he's three ahead of that, Phil. He's three ahead already of that.
Thanks, Stato. Thanks, Ross. I'm going to let you go.
Catch you there.
You can go to me next if you want, Phil, because I'm off soon.
Come on, Lux. Who was your man of the match and why?
me and Tom and Jack were talking about it. I reckon we were saying JJ was up there, all Brighton. But for me, I said Ndidi just because he is the king of the underdog, the underrated performances, Wilfred Ndidi with all those interceptions. A bit like Kante was, back in the day, back in 2015-16. He gets those interceptions in and he starts attacks from the defence, the best form of attack is defence and all of that. So, yeah, he's been brilliant again today. And I think even though Mendy was so crucial in the first part of the season, he was amazing. I think Ndidi coming back into the side completely changes us. And I think we're absolutely brilliant, you know, going from defence to attack when he's in the team. So for me, I'm going to go Wilfred Ndidi. You know, another great game from him. You know, he just doesn't do... He never has a 10 out of 10. He never has a below a 5 out of 10. You know, he's always steady, 7, 8, 9 out of 10. And you know, from a player like that, that's all you can ask for, really.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks. Thanks lots for doing your watch-along as well all the way through it today.
Yes, yeah. Thank you to everyone who's watched again tonight. There's been a load of people doing the Super Chats. Fee, I don't know why I stopped naming people because I always forget someone. Fee, Jono, Gray, Guna, Blind Guna,
CK.
CK, load Fee. Of people. Fee, I said Fee, didn't I? Sorry.
If oh, I did you? Sorry.
But yeah, a load of you doing the Super Chats and Super Stickers and all that and getting Jack to sing songs. It was brilliant. So look, we are second in the league. We are joint most wins this season. What else can you ask for as a Leicester fan? You know, second in the table. Let's hope that Man United and Liverpool draw tomorrow, and next game week we'll capitalise and go top.
Brilliant. Thanks lots for doing us today. Are you off as well, Tom?
Come to us, mate. Yeah, I'm going to go work in a minute. So,
all right, Tom. Thanks. Your man of the match before you go.
I gave it to JJ tonight. It was between him and Ndidi. I thought Justin again, maturing every game, gets better and better. Just not because he did loads of wow things, but his defending tonight was superb at times. In the second half, he put one block in on Ward-Prowse on the edge of the area. What you don't expect from a young lad to be making. He can read the game superb. So, James, just tonight, as Locke said, thanks everyone who watched us. We appreciate it. Your comments got to keep us going. And we move to Tuesday night against Chelsea and 8 o'clock kickoff or 8:15. Is it Tuesday night?
8:15.
Massive game again. And we need another win to keep up the top. But as always, thank you to everyone who's watched tonight. Thank you again.
Brilliant. Thanks. Let's let Tom and Lox go then. Cheers, guys. See you later.
Cheers, Anton Deck.
We'll let them go. That's been brilliant having them on. Now, we've got loads of people waiting to come in, so I'm going to add them in and I want to get their views really quickly. I'll come to Jono first. Jono, let's add you in. Jono, how are you?
Can't hear
Jono, your mic's muted, Jono.
How you can
muted,
you hear me
you,
now?
Can, yeah. Jono, thanks for joining us. Who was your man of the match and what did you think of the game?
I'm very happy after that, I was saying. It was a scrappy affair, I think. But, pleased with the result. Man of the match for me was Evans. I made a comment to you earlier on, I think, at half-time, that so many people give him stick on Twitter. So many clowns on Twitter just saying, Evans out. Because we've got...
That's amazing.
You know, Fofana and Cags, obviously, they're younger, but they're, you know, they're developing. And I think... Evans just doesn't get the credit he deserves for the not only his playing ability, but also giving them the experience to develop alongside him. So for me, he was solid tonight. He made some really crucial challenges in the first half that could have led to goals for them. So, yeah, great performance from him, in my opinion. Yeah, another shout out to Justin as well, because I think that he laid on a few things in the second half. He put, I think, did he put Perez in or Vardy in? I can't remember. Yeah, Vardy. He put Vardy in, didn't he? I thought Justin did well as well.
Mick has asked, Jamie, Mick said, literally, who has ever said Evans out? I haven't seen much of it, but you guys
I've
are saying on Twitter.
Maybe not Evans out, but Evans, he has had some abuse. Not a lot, but there has been some out there. There has definitely been some. Some people only see what they want to see on Twitter, unfortunately. So, yeah, but yeah, there has been some Evans, but not the last few weeks, but recently. A couple of months ago, then, yeah, there was. So, yeah, there has been. And it's just the way, like CK just said, Twitter can be a horrible place sometimes. You just got to grin and bear it and get on with
that
it.
That kind of stuff, don't you? You have to ignore it a little bit, but it annoys me when I see it, you know.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Jono. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you soon.
See you
Cheers,
later.
Jono.
Bye-bye.
We'll quickly get Gray on. Gray, are you ready to come on? Hey up, Gray. Wakey, Gray. Come on. Gray, who was your man of the match today?
JJ all day long.
Yeah, Gareth Southgate was there, great. Do you think Gareth Southgate could be picking JJ, or should he be?
Definitely. JJ's game is so much better than Chilwell's. He's an all-rounder. And when there was a Chelsea game on in the week, they were saying that Chilwell is only good at going forward, shite at defending. So JJ's an all-day, all-rounder, better than Chilwell. So I'd take JJ anywhere.
Jamie, would you be thinking that James Justin should be in the England squad after this season?
I think he definitely, on them performances he's had. I mean, he came in because of injury, which is sometimes you have to take your chance because of injury. And he has. He's taking it. He's done his best. It's going to be hard for Ricky P to get back in that side, really. It really is.
Jamie, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
Greg. Can I ask a question?
Yes, pal.
Chilwell's goal at Watford or JJ's goal last weekend?
Oh, last weekend all over. Last weekend all over.
I thought you'd say that, mate. Listen, love you guys. I want to be in the next fan quiz when it's on. Yeah. So
brilliant. We'll get you in. Thanks for joining us, Gray.
Take care. Love you all. Bye bye.
See you at the next match.
Cheers, Gray.
Cheers, mate. Thank you, Gray. It's been great to get Gray on. Jack, JJ for England, maybe? Or
yeah, definitely. He's Mr. Consistent, isn't he? And that's what I love about JJ. He's not scared to make a challenge or go forward in whatever opposition he's coming up against. So I guess with Southgate being there tonight, it gives Southgate a more of an opinion of James Justin and how he's played in real life, rather than looking at him from a TV perspective.
Yeah, indeed. Right, we've got Chris we're going to add on very quickly, and then we're coming to you, Michael. Bear with, we will get you on.
See that comment you just put on there, from Sierra Leone, Ivan from Sierra Leone.
Yes.
He said all Brighton didn't have a very good game. But everyone's raving about it. It's how people watch the game, isn't it? It's weird how you get so many different views on so many different players. It's strange because it's one of them things. But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you just have a favourite player and you like picking him, don't you, unfortunately?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Chris, what are your views on today's game? Who was your man of the match?
Well, firstly, can I just say this costume is actually me being a younger Phil. So I don't know if it's good or not, but you know, it's kind of good.
Oh, dear.
But Chris, the funny thing is, you look older than me, mate. You look older than me. Go on.
I'm more mature for me old age.
Nice glasses.
Unfortunately, I did have to comment in the YouTube feed, of course, due to my radio show. And the fact that it was on BT, I wasn't able to watch a single bit of it tonight. So I had to go purely on the watch along.
Did you enjoy it though, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. Always enjoy the watch along. I did say JJ originally for my man of the match, but after that last goal, I was like, oh, no, I'm changing my mind. I'm going for Barnsley.
Chris, I'm just about to put something on screen for you.
Yeah.
Are we in a title race? I want to know. Can we officially start to say, look, we are in a title race?
When all the games in hand have been played, let's see.
Yes.
Because the games in hand are so pretty much will make us or break us. Especially because even Aston Villa can still overtake us with their games in hand. So, you know, once all the games in hand are done and we're still second, sure.
Yeah. All right, Chris, thanks for joining us. And great fancy dress. We'll see you next game.
Ta-da.
See you in a bit. Jamie, do you feel we're in a title race, or should we just not talk about that yet?
I remember a couple of months ago, we had this conversation and we asked about title races, and I said February time. Ask me in February time. Well, it's not February yet, so come back next month, Phil, and I'll give you an answer.
A few more weeks. Before, let's add Michael in. Yes. Michael, are you ready to come in? Hi, Michael. How are you? Over in Seattle.
Come on, you Foxes. What a great match. What a great match today. The guys were energetic. It was back and forth in the beginning of the match. You know, chances on both sides. We didn't have that cutting edge in the final third. It looked really slick in the middle and, you know, down the side. But then, like, when it came to the middle, Vardy had a bunch of chances over the bar. He just couldn't buy a goal today. the stat that came on the TV was he had more chances today without a – or the most shots he ever had without scoring a goal in his whole career, 7.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but the second half – once we got the goal, our guys, you know, they get energized. They're front runners. They smell the blood. They get that first goal, and they want that second one. And it just – it took a little while to come, but it was going to come. That we had so many chances today. We were better than them in the second half. We wore them down.
Jack, Jamie Vardy did have a lot of chances, and the two or three of them were really quite good chances, weren't they? I thought he was going to score one.
Yeah, I don't think Jamie Vardy was himself today. I know he had a few problems when he come off because he ran words with Brendan Rodgers. I think it was about his groin. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, he was limping.
It's worrying, isn't it? But you're not Jamie Vardy's, like, he's strong as a nut. So let's just hope it's not too serious heading into Tuesday. But yeah, is a normal Jamie Vardy would batter them shots in. He'd score 9 times out of 10. But tonight, I don't think it was his night. He didn't feel the Vardy that we know he is, and I think he felt that within himself.
Go on, Michael. Yeah,
I was going to say, I think maybe Southampton, they have really good defenders, and they were on top of him when he, you know, when he got to his last touch before he was going on the shot. But I don't think we should be worried. He just that last run, that very, very last run, it was like 100% as fast as he could go. And he was just gassed. I think he'll be good for next week.
Michael, Chris has asked you this. How did you become a Fox? Michael,
from watching Premier League matches in 2015 on NBC, and just wanting to pick a side, and so I was rooting for an underdog, and Leicester had won like a whole bunch of games towards the end of the season to stay up, and that was It was between you guys and Swansea.
Michael. Yes,
I picked this blue shirt. That's what it was. I was like, all right, I want the blue shirt.
It was obviously that was the greatest escape season, wasn't it, Jamie?
That's right.
Yes, it was, Phil. Yes, it was.
It
was very enjoyable. Right, I've got to go because my battery's just about to die.
We'll see you tomorrow morning
on the Aftermath show at 10 o'clock. Make sure you come and join me. So, yes. So, sorry, my battery's going. So, I'll have to see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. See you all later. Come on, you Foxes. Jamie.
Come on, you Foxes. Cheers, Jamie.
So, we let Jamie go. That's brilliant. Michael, just before we let you go, who was your man of the match, did you say?
JJ, for sure. I think he might be one of our best players. His gas tank at the end of the game, it's not on E. It's still like halfway. Like, we're trying to kill the game off. He takes the ball in the middle of the field and lays it off to, oh my goodness, I just love it. In the 86th minute, you know, he's running hard. He's getting the headers. He's closing down the ball. James Justin all day. Another great performance. Does he ever get subbed off? No. Does he play every match? Yes. So, you know, like, I love this guy. Ricardo Pereira, I don't know how he's going to get in the team. Maybe Rodgers is going to have to figure something out with the formation and how we can just be a purely attack team with these guys who can get back so well. You know, maybe we can – we are in a title race. This is the COVID season. We learned our lessons from Project Restart. This is the COVID season. We are definitely in a title race for sure.
Brilliant, Michael. Thanks so much for joining us.
Cheers.
We'll see you at the next match.
Woo!
Cheers. Cheers, Michael. See you soon.
Cheers.
Jack, it's just me and you left. I think it's a bit of a split decision on who is Leicester's man of the match today. A lot going for JJ. He would get my shout just, but like Locke said and Diddy, Barnes perhaps getting a shout. It's going to be a tough one, but looking forward to Chelsea on Tuesday, isn't it now?
Yeah, also James Justin got man of the match from BT Sport in the Premier League. So, yeah, the Budweiser man of the match.
Oh, that's
so
good. Thanks for that. Yeah, good to know that. Tuesday, Chelsea, again, another team in pretty good form. And effectively, I think if they were to pick up, they've got a couple of games in hand, I think they could be pretty close to us on points.
No, I don't think Chelsea's got any games in hand. I think they've played 18, Phil.
Have they? Sorry.
It's just Man City and Tottenham.
And fine, Aston Villa, but it's still going to be a pretty tough game, isn't it, against Chelsea?
Yeah, every game's tough in the Premier League. No game's easy. Obviously, Chelsea's lost, I think it were the four games out of six previous to the Fulham game, and then they've won today. So they'll want to add to that win against Fulham, but Fulham didn't make it easy for them. I think it took them to 70-odd minute to with 10 men Fulham for Chelsea to score. So hopefully Leicester can make it difficult for them on Tuesday night.
Brilliant, Jack. Thanks for joining us and welcome to the official content team. We'll see you at the next game, Jack.
All right, see you Tuesday, Phil.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Thanks to Jack there. Thanks to Lox and Tom, as ever, for the watch-along. Thanks for Jamie for coming on. And who else came on? Well, Mark, Michael, Chris. Lots of people come on tonight. And, of course, Russell Osman, ex-Leicester City and Southampton. He did predict home win earlier, Russell did. So well done to Russell Osman for getting that right. Thanks for them. But of course, mostly thanks for all you guys who are watching. Thanks for putting your comments in. Thanks for those who put in a super chat or any of those bits and bobs. We really, really appreciate it. So keep your views coming in. Keep your comments coming in. Jamie is live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with his aftermath show. I'm live on Monday with a Fan Zone show where we'll be looking forward to Chelsea. I think we might have a Chelsea fan on that show. And then, of course, it's the watch along for the Chelsea match on Tuesday. So a busy few days here on Leicester Fan TV. Please like and share wherever you're watching and subscribe. It's all for free and we're enjoying doing this with you. So thanks as ever to all of you guys. We'll see you at the next game. Cheers.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatman, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.